When you retire, what would you like to see when you look back on all your experiences from being that first lady in the field crew with John?
Ruth and I. I still don't know, but people have told me that Ruth and I were the first women working on the pipeline.
Yeah, that's John said too.
Yeah, and I.
And then thereafter.
I've heard that. Yeah. I never really actually knew, but I've heard that many times.
That's history in itself.
Yeah, it sure. There were some times when I was pretty scared. I mean, no place for a 20-year-old, that's for sure. I would never let my, if I had a daughter, I would never let her have gone up there. But
if you were a mom and you're 20-year-old.
Oh, just construction and drugs and alcohol, and I mean, it's. I had a great time, but boy, it's amazing I'm still alive. You know, some of my friends didn't survive it. You know, no, it was just the whole construction, the large scale construction. You know, Valdez cleanup was kind of a smaller version. Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was very intense, and we had a lot of resources and a lot of money and a lot of youth and a lot of energy, and everything was wide open. You know, the ultimate frontier condensed into very few years. But, you know, and the hall room was, in a way, kind of a small part. It was just one part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And as females, we had and as archaeologists, we had a unique opportunity. I mean, we had access to aircraft all the time. You know, we had access to the upper end of things. We weren't the guys on the ground when I was a laborer. That was a much different setup than when I was an archaeologist and could come and go as I pleased. We didn't have much money, but you had other bennies.
But by the time you became a construction worker, it was pretty...
There were a lot more women. Yeah, it was just... I mean, there weren't a lot of us, but there were a lot more. I was just one of women on the pipeline by that point in time.